Hard to believe, but Google is celebrating its 20th birthday. What's going on? I'm Rich DeMuro. This is Rich on Tech. According to Wikipedia, Google was founded on September 4th, 1998, but what do they know? Google has consistently celebrated its birthdays on September 27th, and this year is no different. So what's Google doing to celebrate 20 years? Well, for starters, there will be a special Google Doodle on the Google homepage. This features popular searches from the past 20 years, including what will happen on Y2K? How do you tie a tie? Is Pluto still a planet? How do you make avocado toast? And more. Each question has a corresponding year to go along with it. The final search query is, show me pictures of cute animals, which is a nod to Google's new and improved image search, which also launches today. There are a few changes here. For starters, Google's going to show images from the most authoritative pages first. The example they give is that if you're looking for pictures of DIY shelving, images from websites dedicated to DIY projects will pop up first. They're also prioritizing fresher content, so the more a site is updated, the more its images will show up in Google image search. One helpful new change has to do with context around images. Now, when you're browsing Google image results, you're going to see captions that show you the title of the page that the image is published on. The one change Google made to images that's not so great, they took away the direct links to the images. This is because apparently a lot of people would just search for an image and then download it. When they signed a deal with Getty Images a few months back, they took away this functionality. Now the best we get is a visit website link, which you can click, but then you have to go there and hunt for the image on the page. Not very fun. Google also released some fun old videos of the early days at Google. One of them features co-founder Larry Page saying hi to the camera. Take a listen.
There's Larry, CEO of Google. Wow. Say something, Larry.
Hi.
Another shows one of Google's first TGIF all-hands meetings. This is probably a video they wanted released, unlike the one we recently saw.
Oh, I guess Sanjay's going to take on Bart at volleyball and tennis.
You can also take a peek inside the original Google offices using Street View. This is a garage inside a residential neighborhood in Menlo Park near Palo Alto in Northern California. You can walk through the garage's side door and see an old school computer front and center with one of those giant CRT monitors. The screen has the original Google homepage on there, and there's not even a case on the computer. The tabletop is held up with wooden sawhorses. Google says that co-founders Larry and Sergey love the fact that the rent included the washing machine and the dryer that you can also see in the garage, which, by the way, is not particularly organized. From here, you can follow the Ethernet cables down the hallway to another office that says Google's worldwide headquarters on a whiteboard. Here you're going to find more old-school computers and even some sort of Harvard towel or blanket draped over a chair. Google says the team grew to 6 people in 3 small bedrooms. At the home, you can hunt around to find random things like a mini rainbow sphere, a surf frog terrarium, a dinosaur, a ping pong table, and even a keyboard to play for a break from coding. There's even a secret trap door. And if you turn on the neon light, you can find a cool Easter egg that will take you through Google history. Now, I have poked and prodded around this Street View, and for the life of me, I cannot find it. Maybe you will have more luck. Speaking of Easter eggs, there are a bunch of them in Google search for the 20th birthday. If you search for certain retro terms, you're going to get a special spelling suggestion to help you flash forward to today. For instance, if you search MP3 file, you're going to get a message saying, it's 2018. Did you mean stream music? You can also try watch a DVD, page me, chat room, what is Y2K, and clip art. No doubt all of those searches are in my Google history. And man, remember the days of pagers? I thought it was so cool that I had a pager. We can't deny how much Google has changed our lives and made access to information easier than ever, but the company still has its detractors, of course. Ironically, trending today on Product Hunt, the website that's filled with all kinds of cool new tech products and services, there's a website called No More Google. It lists privacy alternatives to Google products. So for an alternative to Google Chrome, they say there's Firefox, Brave, Safari, and more. For Google Search, you can try DuckDuckGo or StartPage. Gmail gets replaced with Fastmail or ProtonMail. Vimeo and PeerTube take over for YouTube. Dropbox for Drive, and so on and so on. It's tough to imagine making a full switch away from Google and a company that knows so much about us, but clearly it can be done. Personally, I'm gonna stick with what works for me right now, which is a lot of Google services, but I do keep privacy top of mind as I make choices around the web and especially for mobile products and services. And as Google turns 20, it's very clear that we are still just at the beginning of all of this internet stuff. Thanks so much for listening. If you want links to everything I talked about here in today's podcast, you can check the show notes or just go to my website. It is richontech.tv. You can search for me on Google. Who knows what you'll find? I'm Rich DeMuro. I'll talk to you real soon.